fucking God. Oh.
We gonna start talking like New York motherfuckers.
Yo, hey, son.
Yo, hey, you bugging God.
Hey, B.
Hey, hey, God.
Hey, yo.
Hey, hey, God.
Word to my mother.
Word to mother, my mother. Son. Yo, word son was mother. Bugging.
Yo,
son.
Yo, isn't that money?
That was money.
That was money out there.
Yo, done. Yo, done. Son. Yo, done. Son was done. Bugging.
Done, son.
Son was bugging.
All right, we back at it. Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. And I think it's only right that we start this episode with the public service announcement from the homie AD, man. If you guys don't know who AD is, it's AD Instagram, Twitter,
oh,
man.
Shit.
This is going to set the tone and the energy for the week that's leading the All-Star. He jumps on Twitter, and I love this PSA. It says, any out-of-towner coming to the city next week, referring to All-Star weekend, tread lightly. If you disrespect our structure, Crip, Blood, Pyru, Mexican, we will
it's
be.
It's not Pyru's, Pyru.
Pyru.
There you go.
We will be in attendance any club you think you good at. And everywhere, and every promoter, you already know the deal. Hashtag All-Star Weekend. So if you are coming to LA for All-Star Weekend, it is back. Make sure you tread lightly. Which brings me to the first conversation at hand.
Well, I would like to take this time before you bring up the first conversation.
Please.
Plug my shit. DJ Head will be live and direct.
Okay. Oh, is that West Coast?
DJ Head will be live and direct at Manor on Vine on February 17th.
Okay.
So I'm going to be there pretty much all day until I got to go and hop on the radio with this guy right here.
Now, you're not doing it for $100, right?
Negative.
Because we were talking about off air, like that's prices that you used to do back in the day for DJing, like early in the day.
Early. I mean, I didn't DJ.
12 to 9. But you would have did that for $100 back then, right?
Hell yeah. I DJed for free. I DJed for just enough money to cover the rental equipment.
Damn. So somebody got, but are you going to really be there from 12 to 9 the whole
fuck
time?
Fuck no.
Okay.
I'm doing the early set because I got to go back to the radio station.
Gotcha.
So if you want to come fuck with me at Manor on Vine February 17th, pull up. I'll be there at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So pull up at 3.
Yeah.
Or don't pull up with me.
All the information is on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? They can find you there. But yeah, man, I think it's a perfect conversation leading into, Cardi B, man. Like,
oh shit. Listen,
I don't understand what, like, okay, I understand there's different affiliations that people have. I get it. I understand it. But if you guys don't know, she jumped on Instagram. She had a blue fur coat on.
Yes.
And
I just farted. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you for the announcement.
That was some crazy shit right there.
You know what's fucked up about DJ Head and him farting? He don't smell.
So I don't have like, a sense of smell.
It doesn't affect nobody else.
I don't have a sense of smell.
It affects everybody but you.
I don't have a sense of smell, so I don't give a fuck about the odor.
Have you ever farted one time and you was like, oh, okay, I got a whiff of that? Like,
I farted. Yeah.
Because there's.
No.
Because the thing is, do you taste?
Yeah,
you have to smell in order to taste.
People
right?
always say that.
I'm asking.
No, I fucking eat it.
No, okay.
Well,
so,
fuck both
well
of
yeah,
y'all.
Lupe don't have a sense.
Lupe the same way. Okay, so what
either.
Is it?
It's some real motherfucker shit. Me and Lupe real motherfuckers, so we all don't right. need no smell. Okay?
Whatever.
You know
whatever.
What I'm saying?
Whatever. So like, how do you taste?
Like, no. So basically, the doctor described it to me as the nerve, like synapse nerve endings in my nasal cavity are not telling my brain what I'm smelling. So I can smell, I smell everything, okay. But it all smells like oxygen to me. I can't smell anything.
So it's not alerting you to say, okay, this smells bad. This smells good.
Right. So it I smell, can smell.
You, so
can,
you don't smell like strawberries.
No.
You don't.
I can smell that there's fruit.
So what is fruit smell? Okay, this is interesting. What does fruit smell like?
Nigga,
to you?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to tell you, stupid ass.
If somebody asked me how to describe what strawberries smell like, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I just know like.
So
like,
you can for all
I, like
purposes,
like when I come to your
can,
house,
yeah.
When I come to your house, I could tell that Tasha's cooking.
Okay.
I don't know what she's cooking. Like some people be like, oh, you're baking bread. Oh, you baking brownies. It smells like cookies. I don't know what the fuck she making. I just know that there's something being cooked because the molecules are being disrupted.
It's just fucking your shit all up.
Yeah. So and then the second part of that is I can't smell scents or odors, but I can slightly smell aromas and vapors. The molecule has to be water based.
For you to smell.
For me to smell it because it's a denser molecule.
So let me ask you this. If somebody sprays Febreze in your face,
I'm going to smell that shit.
You're going to smell that.
But it don't smell. I don't know what to reference it with. I can smell it. I just, if, because it's a mist.
So what if the, okay, what if you were the young lady? You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
That, yeah, yeah.
What?
No, you got to do the taste test.
Okay.
What?
Look like, what?
Hey, Chrissy was like, what?
What? Oh, that was Chrissy. What?
What did he say?
Excuse me? All right, well, we can have a whole fucking podcast about that shit. I definitely want to get back on that. But
we talk about it after this.
Yeah, fuck that. Cardi B, she gets on Instagram. She has an all blue fur coat on, and she says, I really don't wear flu.
Yes.
You guys don't notice.
I know. She said, I hate
wearing flu.
Yes.
But this jacket is bomb. It proceeds to promote the fur coat that she has on.
Yes, yes.
And everybody was on her head about that.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't let it slide. Even, what's her name?
I choose not to indulge.
Somebody posted something, which is like, yo, man, that's not the thing. Well, people Cardi, was on her hair,
this
head
the thing.
About it, and she took the post down.
She did take the post down.
Out there doing donuts and shit.
Yeah, we broadcast live from Inglewood,
California. So that's what it is. You're going to hear all that.
It is what it is. You're going to hear sirens.
Absolutely.
Helicopters.
Welcome
to LA, goddammit. So anyway, no, Cardi B, this is the thing about the Cardi B situation. I don't necessarily think that she knows what she was doing. Like, she understands what she was saying. Like, I think she understands that on the basic level, like, hey, I'm finna make fun of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she understands the severity of it.
Right.
So
Here's my, hold on.
And the thing is, yesterday I was talking to Charlamagne about it, and he was like, "Yeah, man, you know, she probably shouldn't have did that." And I'm like, and I was trying to explain to him how this shit work in LA. You know, with all of that. And the thing is, they don't know. They're not from here, so to speak. I don't know what's going on in New York and what their politics is like.
Right.
Just like, if you're from the East Side, if you listen to this, you're from LA, you know. But if you're from the East Side, you don't necessarily get involved in West Side politics,
right,
and vice versa. So I don't know what they do in New York. I know out here, people took it offensively. I got a text message that from somebody who never texts me about no shit. And it basically said, matter of fact, let me read the text. Let me get off Instagram Live right quick.
Damn, they mad as fuck. Will you listen to homegrownradio.net?
Yeah, let me.
If you listen,
let me go
live.
Read the text. Hold on. God damn it. So basically, dude texts me. I ain't gonna say his name.
But it is a dude.
A dude texts me, and I'm gonna read you the text. Cardi B tripping, cuss.
Damn.
I said, definitely. Then I tried to go diplomatic, and I tried to articulate. I said, I honestly don't think she had malicious intent, but she doesn't know what she's doing.
She was trying to explain.
I was trying to explain. I was trying to offer him some sort of intellectual bone.
To say, hey, I hear you.
I hear what you're saying.
But I don't think
she fully understands.
Right.
This is the homie. This is my homie.
Mm-hmm.
This is a reply to my articulate gesture. Nigga, fuck that.
With two C's.
Nigga, fuck that. Was his reply to me being articulate. He said, she thought about it before she wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what that means, cuh.
Yeah.
I just said facts.
You know what? Let me back up off this.
Yeah. And then he said some other shit. And yeah. I said, I feel you. Now,
yeah, you just tread lightly on that because you don't want to look like you defended it.
I'm not defending that shit.
Right.
But but I'm just saying, like, I don't think that she fully understands the severity of the matter.
Well, here's one thing that I like to put out there. Right. And this is a lot of people probably aren't even talking about this. What was the name of her fucking record?
Bodak Yellow.
Bodak fucking Yellow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. People know, like, she play. I don't see. Here's the thing, and I don't want to say she plays with it because I don't know her affiliations.
My point is that you knew what it was to begin with.
Yeah, but
I get it. But I'm just saying, if you're upset, be upset at the, like, I get it. She was totally disrespectful with that shit.
Yeah,
but she came out the gate with it.
I agree with you, but at the same time, she didn't blatantly. It's no different than us claiming homegrown.
Right. I got you.
We can claim homegrown.
Right.
We can claim homegrown all we want. Mm-hmm. We can't say fuck the leakers.
True. Very true. I got
that,
you.
That's derogatory.
That's it. You're right. I got you.
So I can do subliminals. I can say, oh, like, you know, so other organizations or other radio shows, other duos on the radio. And I can do all that.
But the moment you cross that line and disrespect it,
yeah.
I got you.
So we can be pro us all we want. We can't be anti them.
Right.
So that the flu comment is anti. Yeah, it's derogatory. It's just like saying nigger or spick,
right,
or kike or any of these slurs. The F word that we can't say rhymes with maggot.
That's crazy.
It's a derogatory term, and everyone knows it's a derogatory term. I think she knows that it's derogatory, but I don't think she understood that it's like really abrasive and offensive to, right, a lot of people.
Well, she's going to be here at All-Star Weekend, man, so it's going to be
I heard she's going to be here for 10 days.
Interesting, man. You know, I honestly don't, you know.
One of the homies got a party with her. I was like, what you going to do, Willie?
Crazy.
What you going to do now, Willie?
But, yeah, so that all in spirit of 80s PSA, I just thought that was very interesting that a few days before, this is what's going down. Now, she's since taking down the post, so I think she understands that, you know, the temperature's a little hot.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know. It's a little warm.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, man. Hopefully nothing
I don't want any, I'm not an advocate for, because I spoke with other people that shall remain nameless about this situation. And everybody, for the most part, is like, she needs to understand that this is not acceptable. But not advocating violence or any harm or anything like that.
Of course.
Me personally, I don't think anything is going to happen to me.
No, not at all.
That's just my own personal opinion. I'm not trying to put a battery in nobody back. I just don't think nothing's going to happen. She might do a couple verses for some people.
Right.
A couple of appearances at baby showers and shit. And
she said appearances at baby showers.
Yeah, and it's over with. Just my own personal
opinion. Water under the bridge after that. Well, we'll see, man. Hopefully, you know, we'll see what happens, man. I don't want to see anything happen, because at that point,
it's bad for hip hop.
It's bad for hip hop, and then it's a negative light on the West Coast once again. I think we're in a great space.
Yeah,
we winning right now. Yep. Shouts out to Dottie. Got the Black Panther movie. It's a lot of great shit happening.
It is a lot of great shit.
We don't need no negative light coming to the coast in any way, shape, or form. But at the same time, you got to understand that disrespect is not going to be tolerated. Yeah. So. One time for Cardi B. All right.
Speaking of West, shout out to West Kings. They sent me this T-shirt. I just want to shout them out real quick.
Okay. Is that another collaboration?
West Kings, West Coast Kings, something like
West
that.
West Coast Kings or West Kings?
Oh, West Kings. My bad. West Kings. Shout out to West Kings. They sent me a care package to iHeart.
That's what's up.
West Coast.
That's what's up. What's up, West Kings? What's happening? What the fuck? The fuck is going on?
What? You got the quiz package on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
I got the You Are Not Alone.
You got the whole fit.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck got the whole quiz shout out to Quiz Is Dope on Instagram. Chuck got the whole fit on.
Okay? I got it on. I'm representing, man.
Listen, the beard, the hat, the shirt, the jeans.
I got the startup.
The socks and the shoes are all attached.
I got the
It all zip kit. Up from the bottom. The whole
all
shit.
From the back. That's it. Hey, man, you got to represent for your folks one time, man. Underdogs, man. Shouts out to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. I'm not even a sports fan like that, but I was rooting for them, man. I always, when it comes to situations like that, especially with big games like that, I always root for the underdog, and obviously the Eagles were that. And, you know, they came out and had that energy playing some Meek Mill.
They came out with that energy, man. Brought it. And you know what I like about the game? I like the fact that it was a good game.
Yeah.
It wasn't like one of them landslide blowouts.
Right.
Motherfuckers is just scoring at will.
I'm not going to lie. I still thought that with the Patriots, you just never know. So even up to the very last quarter, a few minutes before, I'm like, I could see this going in the favor of the Patriots. But they held on. That. They made it work
I called it at halftime.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I knew. Because the thing is,
that's what happened last year, though.
I know. But fuck that. I don't like
what
you know
was
what?
Different this
God
year.
I'm going to just say it. Fuck that Tom Brady shit.
Yes. Yes, you know, we get that. People said that last. That's what my point is. People said that last year. It's the same shit. It was getting blown out by halftime, and them motherfuckers rallied back.
They did.
And
but that's why I wasn't fucking with that this year.
Of course.
This year.
I don't think nobody was.
Fuck all that motherfucking Avenger shit Tom Brady be doing on the field. God damn it. Yeah, I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
He was fucking up this year, though.
Yeah, he was
fucked up.
Yeah, I don't care.
But shouts out to him. Shouts out to all the Philadelphia fans.
Shout out to our homegirl, Alex.
Yeah, man. She was
She's
crying.
Authentic.
She was.
Alex on the mic. She's authentic.
White girl homie.
What?
The white girl homie.
White girl.
No, I was thinking, you know what I was trying to think? I was thinking of white homie Sean, and then I was thinking of Ask a White Person, the segment we do. So I just lumped them all in the same category.
Listen, for those of you that's listening around, I don't know what the fuck Chuck Diz was talking about.
White girl homie. She's white, she's the girl, she's the homie.
All right. For sure.
Check.
I don't know what the fuck are you talking about. This other thing that's going on.
What's that?
Motherfucking the Kylie Jenner shit.
Speaking of white people.
She not white.
She
well,
is.
Yeah, she half white. This is why I'm trying to figure out. Okay, this, I got two things. I don't give a fuck about the baby shit. I don't care.
With her,
I literally don't care.
Stormy? You don't give a fuck about Stormy?
Don't give a fuck. I just don't care. I don't care about
She nothing. Happened to do that the same. Hey, she got it off the same day the Super Bowl, too.
She didn't get it off.
She got it off.
She made an announcement.
She got it off on Super Bowl Sunday.
What does that mean, got it off?
She
what?
Got it off. She got the attention of people. Do you understand the severity? Not the severity, but like how crazy that shit is? Like, Super Bowl Sunday is like one of the biggest fucking events ever. To announce that you having a baby on Super Bowl Sunday is like, yo, I got the balls to pull this shit off.
Yeah, but I don't like nothing really they be doing like that. So,
but I didn't say you gotta like it or not like it. I'm just saying she got it off. Okay. We talking about the shit right now.
Yeah, but
and
I was
people were talking about it all day.
I just had a question for
Go
you.
Go ahead. What's the question?
So do she have three moms and one dad, or like grandparent, the new baby?
The new baby.
Does the new baby have three grandmothers and one grandfather?
I would assume so.
Is that how it works?
I think that's how it works.
All right, for sure. I didn't know. I'm uninformed. I'm ignorant. I didn't know.
Stay away from that storm. Leave that alone. Nope.
I just want to know. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, if she obviously,
if I carry the one,
you got it. Exactly. They carried the one.
Why you stutter?
They carried the one. She got an extra grandmother. She carried the one.
All right.
Got an extra grandmother on deck. All well, right. We don't know. We don't know if the other grandmother is Travis Scott's mom alive or grandmother alive. Yes.
Oh no.
A mother, my mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah. In that case, she has two grandmothers, right? Three.
She got two grandmothers.
Three grandmothers.
That's what I just. That's what the fuck I just.
I'm. Fuck yes. I'm giving you the point. Yes.
Right.
She has three grandmothers.
Three grandmothers. One grandfather.
Assuming Travis Scott's.
So let me ask you this.
Dad is alive. I think
well,
he is.
I'm not saying living, just in general, in the universe.
Yes.
So she had three grandmothers, one grandfather.
Say it again.
She got three grand. Stormy. Stormy has three grandmothers.
This sound like, why does it sound like a riddle that I'm going to fuck up on? So you telling me that she got three grandmothers and one grandfather?
In the universe.
Yes.
Yes. All right. That's all I want to know. All right.
Yeah.
So what if? So
what? See, here you go. Throwing other shit in there.
All right. Fuck it. Fuck it. I'm done.
I'm curious. Though.
I'm done with it. No. I'm done with it. Because we're going to get in some shit.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I don't fuck with them, but they powerful. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, one thing that I do fuck with, speaking of Super Bowl Sunday, like, one thing that I do like about that whole shit that was going on is the fact that Meek Mill's song was streamed like over a million times in that one day.
Yeah.
Because they came out to the intro, the Dreams and Nightmares shit.
Yeah.
That showed you the power of what we can, not necessarily we, but like hip hop can do, with just people that support music and shit. This motherfucker, he's in jail, and that song streamed over a million times. Just goes to show the power of what people can do when you support some shit, man.
Well, I think a big influence on that was the melanated men on the Philadelphia team, or in the city, in the locker room.
Okay, but that, again, let's just say how many players on that team?
I don't fucking know.
Let's just say 20, right?
No, it's 20 niggas on the field.
Okay.
Or it's 13. It's 13 on the field. Okay. And everybody got a backup.
Okay, so let's say what? 20?
No, 30, Chuck.
30, whatever. 30. Let's even raise it. Let's say coaches and all that shit. 50, right?
All right.
50 people. Those 50 people now have made that song stream 1.4 million times. I'm just saying, that's the fucking power.
That's the power of the people who play in the Super Bowl. Not necessarily the power of music.
Okay, continue.
What?
The people that are listening to the music, right? I'm pretty sure somebody on the team or a part of that organization was like, yo, we coming out to this.
It was the melanated men.
Exactly. The players. The power that they have with the music that they choose to support.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I always thought that when in a locker room in that situation, the black people always dictate the temperament of the team. They the ones going in there turning up. They doing their Dougie.
Right. And all that kind of stuff. All that shit too.
And they teaching the white people how to have swag.
Okay. You're right. I'm saying further, yes, you're right. And now people that may not even heard of knew who Meek Mill was, they know based off of the Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
And who maybe people that were there, Shazam, whoever, just people that were just, I just like the support that was rallied around him. Even with Tidal getting like Meek Mill jerseys and shit, I just like the energy around that shit. I think
that's
dope. That was cool.
That's dope. Did you hear the Meek Mill judge case got thrown out or some shit like that?
For real?
Yeah. I read something that she was found not guilty of whatever that shit was that she was being charged with.
Oh, you're saying the shit got thrown out against the judge?
The person that was like, you know the whole thing about Meek Mill? Come sign to my friends management company, I heard that got dismissed.
Oh shit,
I'm not sure. We can fact check, but
yeah, fact check is, I don't know.
All right,
that's crazy either way, because that throws in some whole other shit. That means that he's they're gonna find some other shit to keep him in. That's fucked up, man.
Go ahead, I'll figure that out.
Well, no, I mean, I don't. Who knows, man? I don't think that's gonna be. Shit.
What?
You didn't read the article, dog. You tripping.
Oh, Quincy Jones article? The reason I didn't read it, let me tell you why I didn't read it. It's two reasons. One, I thought it was long as fuck.
Yo.
I read the first part of the Quincy Jones shit, and then the second part of it, I'm going to be honest with you, I just don't care.
You don't care about him talking about Michael Jackson's soul songs?
No.
You give a fuck about him talking about Richard Pryor had sex with Marlon Brando?
No.
You don't give a fuck about him saying the Beatles was the worst fucking group of all time?
No, that's funny.
He probably didn't say all time, but he did like shit.
That's funny.
That got your attention though.
But no,
that got your attention though.
That's because he was bashing white people.
It's all good. It got your attention. Some shit got you. That's my point. It may not have been the whole article, but you found something. There was a headline. There was a clip that got you into that shit.
Yeah, but that's I don't care.
You care.
I don't care.
You cared for a second.
Why?
It was interesting. You laughed.
I thought it was humorous.
Exactly.
So just because I think something is humorous don't mean that I care about it.
You were entertained.
I was entertained, yes.
Okay.
But I choose not to read this for my entertainment. This is the same conversation I was having yesterday. Fucking the homie was like, you need to read the article, head. I'm like, I don't really care, to be honest with you. I just don't care. I read shit that interests me. I be on tech blogs and fucking reading about the new Nestle Crunch that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? I care about that kind of shit. That's cool.
So what's
as fuck.
The new? What's the new Nestle Crunch?
I ain't telling
up?
You.
Why not?
Read the fucking article. Are you gonna read it?
Probably not.
Exactly. Because why?
Shit. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. God damn it.
I don't give a fuck about that.
The defense rests. You know what I'm saying?
I don't give a fuck about no Nestle.
Exactly. I don't give a fuck about what real Quincy Jones is talking about.
You baby D. You don't want to know about all
so
the
now
snacks.
Now we even.
Shut the fuck up, dog.
See what I'm saying? See, you try to play. You try to shame me.
I wasn't shaming you. I was just asking you. Because there were parts of the article that you did like, and I said
I didn't like them. I found it humorous.
Humorous, but which you further should have read some of the article. That's all.
Why?
Because you might have found something else. And you're like, oh shit, I didn't know.
You should read about the Nestle Crunch.
No, because you just told me. You told me that that's the end of the story. There's a new Nestle Crunch coming out.
No, you don't know when. You don't know all of these.
You can tell me.
You don't know how many crispy rice is going to be in it.
Now I'm interested.
Go read the fucking article.
Okay,
then.
Well, link it up to me. How about that?
No, you do the work.
Get the fuck out of here.
Meek Mill post.
Huh?
Meek Mill. Oh, Lupe just sent it to me right now.
Meek Mill just post what?
No, she sent me the.
She got the metrics. She the
what
fact
are you
check.
Fucking.
I don't know shit.
She sent it to both of us.
Oh, okay, well, while we look at that, we can talk about this sports shit too. More sports shit.
What's
funny, the two motherfuckers that don't know sports is talking sports. Ain't this some shit? We do know about the Lakers, though.
I do know about the Lakers.
The Lakers just got Isaiah Thomas, and that was it. They got somebody else, right? I thought they got somebody else.
They traded him.
No. They traded Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance, and they got Isaiah Thomas from the Cavs. I thought it was somebody else, too.
Something Fry. Channing Fry.
Channing Fry. So I think, you know what's funny is that everybody's talking about, yo, the Lakers are rebuilding. I don't give a fuck either way. Like, I'm going to be a Lakers fan if they fucking boo-boo or if they got the best fucking players in life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm glad that we're rebuilding. I heard that, you know, shout out to the homie Salas. He's fucking sports guru.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. This is going to be incredible for us in 2019.
Yeah.
What you think?
Well, see, the thing is, everybody was talking that LeBron shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, LeBron's coming to the Lakers. We talked about it twice on the podcast. All LeBron.
And people are still saying that this is the theory that they're setting it up so he can possibly come to
LeBron
the Lakers.
Not coming out
but
here.
He, after this shit, he didn't clear the whole roster.
That's what I'm saying. Look, shout out to
the Cavs.
I do want to throw a quick shout out to LeBron James.
He cleared the whole
Because
thing.
LeBron James whole might be team. Built, he might be built from cast iron, just like my grandma's skillet. Cause that motherfucker can do whatever the fuck he wants to do and without recourse.
Yeah,
he got. Listen, let me tell you what LeBron James did. Just to give you perspective of what LeBron James did.
Go ahead.
Okay, here's my running tally of incredible shit that LeBron James has achieved. Mm. LeBron James has forsaken traditional management.
Mm-hmm.
Said, no, I'm going to hire my homies.
Gotcha.
Taught them the game mm-hmm. in real time.
Yeah.
Now they're one of the best management teams in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then this motherfucker was like, you know what? Fuck my hometown. I'm going to go over here and fuck with the South Beach shit.
Get some titles.
Go get some rings.
Yeah.
When he got some rings, got a bag, fix his teeth. You know what I'm saying? Got a bag, fix his teeth. Then you know what? Hey, you know what? That's like calling your ex-girl up. Like, hey, you know you gonna let me hit one more time? Yeah, I'll give you a 1-year contract. For sure, I'm back in this bitch.
Boom.
Boom. Now he fucking. You know what I'm saying? Now he back in Cleveland fucking again. Then, fast forward, LeBron James is like, you know what? I'm finna go to New York and turn up on these niggas. That's like going to the enemy hood with your flag hanging out your pocket. Took a picture in fucking Madison Square Garden.
He did.
And said he's the king of New York.
King of New York, yeah.
And then got on the subway.
Yeah.
And took the subway out that motherfucker.
Yeah.
He couldn't do that at Staples Center. He wouldn't make it a fig.
You don't think so?
No. Them Mexicans is not going for that. What?
Hey,
my Mexican homie. My Mexican homies are not having that.
Not my Mexican homies.
Not the Mexican homies I know.
Yeah, Lupe right now with a Lakers jersey. She'll pack that nigga out.
Yeah. Then LeBron goes and does multi-million-dollar television deals in L.A.
Yeah.
Right? Then, fast forward to now,
he did come to L.A.
My bad. Let me rewind. So got old boy kicked off the Cavs who was knocking his mama down.
Oh, the light-skinned dude.
What's his name, Tomas? What's the nigga name that was knocking LeBron mama down?
Get him
the fuck up out of here.
Right.
Now, fast forward to now. Now LeBron James, is like, you know what? I don't want none of these niggas here. Clear the team out so I can build me my own shit. I'm trying to build a Megazord out this bitch, just like they got in Oakland.
Yeah, that's
my running tally of what the fuck LeBron James is doing. He not cast iron like my grandmama skillet.
Now that is hardcore. That is hardcore. I'm
right?
Not, you, I mean, you got it.
Fucking
you
shit, gotta, dog. This motherfucker is the guy. I don't care what nobody say. Now, do I want him in the Laker uniform? I don't know. I'm optimistic now. I kind of want to
change. So that energy changed.
That energy
from
is changed.
A few months ago.
Well, the thing is, here's the
energy
thing.
Changed.
Here's the thing.
He's if like, oh. Hey, when you hear a nigga's voice go like that, yeah, you know, maybe.
Here's the thing, though. You know I'm a superhero fucking comic fan.
Go ahead.
So, if we got a chance to have the Hulk fight with us as opposed to fighting that nigga, I'd rather him be on our team.
Yeah. It's interesting, man. I think.
Did you see Captain America: Civil War?
No, I did not.
Fucking goddamn it!
I mean, hey, I'm just letting you know, I didn't.
Go
see
read
it.
The article.
No. What the fuck about that? So what? I mean, why is that important?
What you mean?
Why is me seeing Civil War important? And this, well, I know you what you're talking about, but give me the breakdown, give me the footnotes. Why is it important?
What?
Why is that story relative to what you're saying?
Because I rather if it's gonna
even
be,
if it's the villain,
if it's gonna be a badass motherfucker
even
on the battlefield,
if it's the villain.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I hear you.
If it's gonna be a badass motherfucking wrecking crew on the battlefield, I'd rather they be on my team.
Okay. All right. I guess so.
If he gonna exist anyway, so like right now if we walk out of Homegrown Radio and we go down into the street and it's about 60 motherfuckers out there big ass.
I get what you're saying.
Diesel motherfuckers out there, and we have an option to draft them.
Why not?
Fuck yeah! Hey, come bang with us.
You're a fool, dog.
West Coast.
We shall see. We shall see. Here's the fucked up part about which I gotta give credit to the homie Danny, Top Shelf Junior, on Twitter. He basically said, and I don't know the facts of this. Again, I'm not a sports guru, so I don't know. But he basically said, I feel bad for Dwayne Wade more than anybody. Dwayne Wade's getting sent back to Miami, right? Which, for all practical purposes, sound pretty good. He's going back home, chilling with his people, whatever. Apparently, Miami offered him a contract a couple years ago, for $22 million to leave the Cavs or wherever he was at. They offered him a contract to come back there. He turns it down. Stays with the Cavs. Guess how much you're getting being through this trade? $2.5 million. So that's $22 million, $20 million that he's losing to go back home.
Why would he do that?
He can't. He ain't got no fucking choice. He's got traded.
I quit.
It's a wrap.
I quit.
So your team, the team that you were playing, that you were a franchise player for, says, you know what? Look, we understand that you left. You was turning up. You was doing your shit. We want you back. It may not be the greatest situation, but we're gonna give you $22 million to come on back. Nah, I'm gonna stay here with LeBron. I'm cool. All right, well, fuck it. LeBron says, you know what? Take your ass up out of here. Send you off. He goes over $2.5 million.
So that's what he getting.
He's getting $2.5 million through this trade.
No, he's not.
Now, who knows if this...
Bullshit. He gonna take payola or something.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
Fuck that.
Yeah. That's crazy. If that in fact is true, that's fucking crazy. I'd be hot. But yeah.
Hell no.
LeBron is that guy, man, to be able to maneuver all
LeBron
this shit.
LeBron not that guy?
I didn't say he wasn't. He's that guy for
he's
doing
it. He's the guy, dog. I'd rather him be... I wish he was from L.A., but he ain't.
He's not. But so, therefore, it's like... And I don't know. I'd rather see the enemy be taken down on our behalf. That's how I look. I don't want that motherfucker joining our team. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Is that what's that pride talking?
That's pride talking. All right. What I said. Lakers can be boo boo, whatever. I don't know, man. It's just feel like because I think for now there's gonna always be as dope of a player as he is. As dope as everything that we're talking about, for me, I feel like there's always going to be a star or asterisk by his legacy.
Who?
LeBron.
Why?
Because he orchestrated everything in order to get what he's got.
That's not true.
Okay.
He also, when he went back to Cleveland, he did that. I mean, he had help. He had Kyrie.
That's the one that was.
He earned that one.
That was justified.
He earned that
one. Not taking that away from his legacy. Not taking that away at all. But... the rings in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever comes from this situation, let's just say they end up winning the title next year. And what?
Yeah.
It's an asterisk. That's my point. So if he comes to the Lakers.
So that you got to say that you got to have that same energy for fucking Golden State.
I'll give a. Yeah. Golden State right now has an asterisk too.
All right.
At this point, they got. Nigga, they brought the enemy over and got another ring.
That's what I know they did. That's what
so KD, there's a star by your name too, my nigga.
All right, KD don't give a fuck.
KD don't give a fuck, and that's why I fuck with him. He don't he fucks with. He want the ring.
I want to win.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
I give you that. That's why I wouldn't even be mad if Carmelo did some like
the
Carmelo.
Same thing could be said about DJ Head and Chuck Dizzle.
What you mean?
We went to iHeartMedia.
We built this motherfucker though. We still got this shit though.
That allows us to have this. If, what if they said we can't do this no more? We got to choose.
Hey, good luck.
Good luck with what?
Hey man, we're gonna take a commercial break.
Yeah.
Hey Lupe, we fuck with y'all, Chrissy. We fuck with y'all, Tomas. Good looking out. We out this bitch.
Nah, man.
I don't know. I just think that. I think that.
Yeah.
No. I think and people know what the real the reality of the situation is. I think they respect what the situation is on our end, so that wouldn't even be proposed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So And that's I don't know. I just feel like that's just one of those situations where you have that star by your name now. And if you, there's nothing wrong with winning. If that's your objective, then cool. But at the same time, don't be upset when our motherfuckers is saying this is why Kobe is the greatest or this is why Jordan is the greatest. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When they have these arguments, your name can't be in there when it comes to that.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, I can see that. This is what I do want to touch on real quick too. The Dr. Dre thing.
Love Dr. Dre.
The Dr. Dre is supposedly playing a heavy role on the upcoming Anderson .Paak album.
Damn, it's been what, 2 years since he dropped
that Compton album. And this
I'm talking about Anderson Paak too.
Yeah. This is why I want to talk about it, because that Compton album was not good.
Yeah, a lot of people talked about it.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
and I'm a Dr. Dre. I'm a West Coast motherfucker, but that shit wasn't good.
I think that it was necessary for the timing.
Hell no, it wasn't.
It was necessary for the timing. I'm going to tell you why. Because it gave it gave fans Dr. Dre music, right? And I like the way they positioned it. I didn't look at it as a Dr. Dre album. I looked at it as a Compton soundtrack. I didn't look at it as a Dr. Dre. I didn't look at it like this is the detox we've been waiting for.
What's the actual title of the album, though?
Compton.
The title of the album is Compton. And if you look it up on iTunes, it's Dr. Dre Compton. It's Dr. Dre's album. It may be a compilation album.
Oh, so you know what he did? He did the Aftermath play.
What happened?
When Aftermath came out, it was Dr. Dre Presents Aftermath, or was it Aftermath Presents some shit? Anyway,
The Firm or some shit.
Damn, Tomas, what you doing over there leaking and shit?
the fuck is he doing?
I don't know. Tomas like, fuck like, fuck y'all niggas talking about.
Fuck this show.
Yeah, fuck this show.
I'm finna go blow some shit up over here.
I don't know what Tomas doing behind the scenes. But nah, I think that with let me see, Dr. Dre.
If you look it up, just type in Dr. Dre Compton. It's listed as a Dr. Dre album. It doesn't matter what it's called.
Compton is a third studio album of American
Dr.
Pop.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, Dr. Dre.
It's his album.
Time out. Time out. Wasn't, okay, so we got The Chronic. Aftermath wasn't that was his album too, right? Let's look up Aftermath, see what that's listed as, because this is saying the third album, which means that they're not counting Aftermath.
No, they not. Listen, dog, you don't want to take that album to the chin, okay?
My point is, he took
that album is bad. It's an asterisk by Dr. Dre's repertoire.
It's an asterisk by his name.
It's an asterisk,
which is probably why they said it was a soundtrack. That was probably a scramble play.
Yes, to save face. That shit is bad. It's a bad album, and it's a blemish on the face of Dr. Dre.
Damn, dog.
You look so broken right now.
Well, because I didn't realize that. I thought it was positioned. They bamboozled me. I thought it was a soundtrack.
They had PR.
Wow.
They had PR. They had marketing. That shit is a Dr. Dre's album. And Anderson .Paak was all over that motherfucker. I'm not thrilled about this Anderson .Paak album, fully influenced by Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre Presents The Aftermath is a compilation produced by Dre. So it technically wasn't his album.
It wasn't his album. Yeah. Compton was his album.
Yeah.
Regardless if he rapped on it or not, it's when you pull that motherfucker, he gets the credit and the discredit for it. Damn. And I'm giving him discredit for that.
Damn.
You look just distraught.
No, I'm looking up the credits. I'm looking up the credits for Aftermath and trying to say, well, he was on he's on like a good amount of the songs, obviously. Production as well.
I think Anderson .Paak is a really good artist. I think that he's talented.
So what was your point? Like, what was your
my point was, I'm not thrilled about it.
About
I'm not,
the album?
About Dr. Anderson Dre
being having a heavy role. No, see, now that's my thing. I don't mind him having a heavy role. When it comes to a solo Dre project, I think that's where I'm just kind of like, because I understand that Dre's a perfectionist.
I want Dre to not put out no more music.
No. See, now you're going too far.
Why?
Dre can put out music. It may not be in the capacity of a full album, but I want him to put out music. I want him to produce. So he can he might have his heavy role. This might be the heavy role that they're talking about.
Maybe, but I think Dre's in the studio twisting knobs and making beats and doing songs.
So you're saying he shouldn't be doing that?
No.
Why not?
Just because it's fall back.
Why can't he do that and have a heavy role?
That's how we got Compton. He was in the studio.
That's how we got the Chronic. Yeah, that's how we got 2001.
Yeah, but that's also that was a different Dre.
You don't. Nah, man, you can't say that, dog.
Have you heard Compton album?
Why are we going back?
Because
yes.
You acting like that shit don't exist. That's not a good album.
Here, listen, what I'm saying
is the third. Read the shit again. Go back to the
okay.
shit.
Okay. You know what? I got a theory. Here we go. Chronic, right?
Okay.
First album. Second album was what?
2001.
No. It was Aftermath. Let's put it in the project that he had a heavy role in putting out, right? Well, not a heavy role.
We don't know what his exact role is in the Anderson .Paak album. That's my
gotcha.
Point.
Okay.
So
I'm talking
about Dr. Dre albums.
I'm gonna go fuck that. What this is? Fuck with this.
Because
I think this is some PR scheme shit too, right?
So you gonna go off?
Dr. Dre
gonna go off the top.
Aftermath.
You gonna go off the top and forsake the information on the internet.
Dr. Dre presents Aftermath is the first album that came off of Aftermath Records, which I don't give a fuck what you say. This is Dr. Dre's. This is his shit.
So you don't care about facts?
Listen, no,
I'm just asking.
This is facts. Produced by it's a compilation album produced by Dr. Dre. Right? This is his shit. This is his reintroduction after Death Row Records. My point is, this is his second album. Okay.
No, it's not.
Listen, okay. This is the second. This is the second thing that he's put out to the world, majority by himself.
No, this is the second album he produced.
No, it's not
produced entirely.
No, it's not.
Or whatever
no, it's because then we can talk about NWA shit.
That's well, not. I'm just saying this is the album he produced. This
so we don't look. We're not talking about facts.
What you mean?
NWA. He produced that. He produced Snoop
shit.
Dr. Dre. My thing is, he put his name on this. It says Dr. Dre presents the Aftermath. That doesn't say Dr. Dre presents Doggy Style. Yeah. It doesn't say Dr. Dre presents Eminem, Slim Shady.
Yeah.
So let's just
Dr. Dre presents Aftermath. Right.
Presents. It's his
but
name.
Here's my point. He presents the Aftermath. That don't mean he was in the studio. I just don't want him to be in the studio.
Listen, okay.
We're going to use the brand.
The Aftermath, the intro, performed by Dr. Dre. East Coast, West Coast, because this is track number 2. Dr. Dre. Shitting on the World, Dr. Dre. Number 4, Blunt Time, Dr. Dre. Been There, Done That, Dr. Dre. These are all songs that Dr. Dre he's frontline in all this. I get what you're saying. Yes, yeah. Let's just say it's not his album, but it's Dr. Dre Presents. Here's my theory. Chronic. Aftermath, good one, bad one.
Mm-hmm.
2001,
good one.
Then we have Compton,
bad one.
So that means Dre needs to keep going so we can give us that good one. That's my point, man. He got to give us one more.
Man, that's bullshit.
Give us another one. If he comes out with another goose egg,
you know what
then
you
I
sound
will say,
like?
I will say the same thing. That okay, maybe it's time for him to just leave it alone. And just do the production shit and just be, you know, not do it at all. But the industry is changing anyway.
You know
I think,
what you sound
I think
like?
Drake, what?
You sound like the dude that go in the club and pull the girl off the bar and try to wife her.
Shut the fuck up. What the fuck I sound like
I'm
that?
Telling you, she a good girl. You know what I'm saying? She's a good girl. She comes home every night. You know?
Man.
She cooks for me. She cook. Yeah, because she don't. Yeah, you want to know why?
Why?
Because she don't got shit else to offer.
That has nothing to do with that. I'm saying that I'm not counting Dre out just yet.
Get the fuck out of here.
You can have a
it's a good one.
You
can, bad one.
You have
some
a good eeny,
meeny, miny, mo shit right now with Dr. Dre Legacy.
Right now, I'm not counting him out.
Sometimes you got to stop the bleeding.
I'm not counting him out.
Sometimes you got to amputate the leg.
Not counting Dre out,
you know what
dog.
What I'm saying?
I'm not counting Dre out.
Listen, sometimes you got to kill a hostage.
Just saying. And I don't think this is one of them times.
Chuck, sometimes.
Now, I'm not saying I'm thrilled. I'm not looking forward to a Dre album. I'm just not mad if he puts some shit out and it shit, you know, it knocks. I'm not saying, Dre, I don't want you to do shit else.
Okay,
here we go.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
This could be solved all by this.
Okay.
Have you ever been driving down the street or on the freeway and rolled your window down and threw a CD out that motherfucking window?
I don't have CDs no more.
When you did?
No.
See, I can't trust you. Your judgment is clouded.
Why not?
You a good guy. You ain't never threw a motherfucking CD out the window because it was trash. That's some bullshit. Everybody has thrown a fucking CD out
bullshit.
The window.
Bullshit. I disagree.
You've never
Lupe. You throwing a CD out the window?
Y'all nice.
Tomas, you throwing a CD out the window?
I don't litter.
Yeah, okay.
Man, listen.
See, you're not helping me out, Lupe. God damn.
Sometimes
it.
You open the moonroof and let that motherfucker go. I don't let it go. It's about three rapper shit on the side of the 17
throw
freeway
away.
Right now.
I'll throw it away, but there's no need.
All broke up and crunched all up on 18-wheeler diesel trucks.
Ain't no
that's
need.
Where that shit belongs.
Ain't no need.
Return it.
No. Or I just don't take CDs no more.
Nah, fuck that. All, what I'm saying, that has nothing to do with that shit. Dre can put out another album and I'm not going to be tripping.
Why are you being optimistic?
Because I believe in Dre that much. Let me put it like that.
Don't try to act that. Don't.
I believe
don't.
In Dre that much. I do. I think Dre.
I also think Quick is one of the best rappers.
I think Quick has fell off though too. That's my that's how you know, that's how I fuck with Quick.
That was big that you I said fuck with that. Quick. I take that.
I just don't. I don't.
I know how to take my victories. Go ahead, move on.
I'm not I fuck with Quick, but I don't want to hear a solo album from him right now. Like,
whoa,
that's Quick, and you know how much I fuck with Quick.
Whoa,
I fuck with Quick.
All right,
but you know, past albums is just like damn. Dog.
All right, so well, fuck all that.
Yeah, man.
Sidebar. Go yesterday. Ahead. I get a text. First of all, shout out to Fuzz, Fuzz Fantab, yep. Fuzzy, for all of y'all know that's in the industry. If you don't, look him up, Fuzz Fantab. He gave me a crazy look yesterday. I did some cool ass shit on top of the fucking Capitol building.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, on top of the. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this shit or not.
Well, I mean, it's on social media, so.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about what we did and all that.
Well, I mean, you can. What's been posted already, you can just say that.
It was a cipher. I don't know. I didn't read the contract that I signed. Sal's
you
ready.
Didn't read it. Well, Sal is the one that posted it. So obviously you.
Well, it was some ESPN shit, yeah. And we shot this shit on top of the Capitol Records building.
That shit looked dope.
And so I'm standing on top of the Capitol Records building, like on the roof. There's no guardrails and shit, and I'm just on the roof, and I'm looking around like, damn, this is fucking crazy. Yeah. Like I'm standing on the roof, and my name is right here, and I'm shooting some shit with ESPN.
That's a trip, man.
And long story short. While I'm filming, I get a text. It's the homie J-Rock.
Oh shit.
Now J-Rock just dropped a new song with Kendrick and Future called King's Dead. That shit is fire.
Yeah.
J-Rock said, pull up to the studio, bro. I want to play you some shit.
Damn.
Send me the address. I'll be there when I leave here.
Yeah.
I pull up to the studio. I walk in, he playing some shit. J-Rock plays me at least 4 back to back.
Bangers.
And let me tell you, I'm gonna tell you exactly what I told J-Rock last night. I said, Jay, you ain't never sound like this in your life.
Wow.
I said, this is the best shit you've ever done since I known you rap. I known J-Rock over 10 years. I known the whole TDN camp over 10 years.
Right.
J-Rock is on one. When I tell you this motherfucker is rapping, he's rapping.
Now
he's rapping on some. He's rapping on some shit like I'm finna compete with Dot and Cole. And,
wow, that's good, man.
Like,
that's good.
And man. I was like, he said some shit, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't tell him this because he was in the vibe. I didn't think he was capable of that type of shit.
Really.
I knew J-Rock could rap. Right. I always pictured J-Rock as...
So when you say like on a lyrical tip like that? Or?
Lyrical.
Okay.
He's doing multi-layered metaphors. Yeah, no. He's doing multi-layered metaphors that rhyme.
Right, right.
Like, I said, bro, like, and I just stopped the music. I said, and Problem was there last night too. And I said, dog, I said, what the fuck are you doing?
That's cool.
And he was like, what do you mean? He was starting to get offended. I said, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like,
right.
What are you doing? Like, where is this coming from? Yeah. He's never sounded like this ever. I can't wait. You ain't never heard me say, I can't wait for a J-Rock album.
Right, right. No,
I cannot wait for people to hear this J-Rock album because rock shit is fucking incredible. It's incredible. And I ain't never said that to you about no J-Rock shit.
Right, true.
This new shit is...
Did he give you a heads up on when it's supposed to be coming out?
Nah, they didn't release dates, but... I like this new. He's doing harmonies.
Word.
He's doing melody. He's rapping in melody and shit.
I feel like there's been progression over the last few albums though, which it doesn't surprise me, but it's good to see that he's getting in that pocket. And even I've been hearing it's just industry talk with people within the business saying the same shit. Like, yo, he's found his pocket.
Yeah, man. Like I told him that. I said I pulled him aside. I said, Rock, you found it, bro. He was like, I already had it. I said, no, listen to me, right, bro. Right. I want you to take this and absorb it because he's like, head. I know you. You don't really be fucking with niggas. I said, listen, you found it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you found your sound. You found your energy. Whatever you own right now, stay on that shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what it is.
Yeah.
Control substance, creatine, do that shit, bro.
And
it's a whole new J-Rock that I'm so excited for people to hear. That shit is amazing.
Yeah, shout out to him, man.
And it's been in its due time too. Shout out to everybody from TD.
But nah, just the whole
TD just signed a new somebody else.
The whole squad. Oh, you talking a lot of shit. What? Huh? What?
They just signed.
You spilling? You he talking more than Quincy Jones. It's crazy.
I heard they just signed some.
Who the going on? What does it rhyme with? Is it rhyme with E. Risley?
No.
Is it rhyme with? Okay, let's play this.
West Coast, move on.
Is this person from the West Coast?
West Coast, move on.
Just answer that. Is he from the West Coast?
No, I'm not answering nothing.
Come on, is he from the West Coast?
I'm not saying nothing.
Is he from the Eastern or Western region? Can you just say that? No. There's America. If you split the motherfucker, is he from America?
Yo no say.
Is he from America?
Yo no say, no habla inglés.
Here you go, man. All right. Welp.
¿Dónde está el pescado?
Pescado, is that fish?
Yeah.
Where's the fish?
Yeah, Chuck.
I know this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Where's the fish?
I was watching the train today. You need to brush up on your Espanol.
Yo. Yeah. See, I know that.
I should get you killed out here. Shout out to Alonzo. West Coast. Man.
Man, we can kind of brush over some of this too, man. I didn't realize Big Pun passing fell on the same day as Jay Dilla's birthday.
I don't like the idea of my birthday being on nobody's big. Like,
it's gonna happen.
And then this gonna sound fucked up.
It's gonna happen.
This gonna sound fucked up. This gonna be incredibly narcissistic for me to say this. I don't want nobody bigger than me to die on my birthday.
Damn.
Just because, you know what I'm saying? Every year, people, I don't never get the Instagram post. Everybody is like.
Yeah, like, if your birthday
September 13th. Example. You said Big Pun's passing was February, just passed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same day as Jay Dilla's 41st birthday. Yeah. I saw hella Jay Dilla posts.
I saw a mix between.
I didn't see no Pun.
I saw
my timeline.
Yeah, I seen Pun and Jay Dilla. Now,
what's the percentage?
It was 50-50.
It was 50-50.
It was 50-50.
You full of shit.
I follow
it's
different
no
people.
Way.
It is. I saw 50-50.
All right. Well, that's New York politics. I'm going to do it. that's
like your birthday being on like September 13th. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm cool. I know somebody's birthday is September 11th.
That's fucked up. Actually, you know whose birthday is on September 13th?
Who?
Let me double check. Hold on. Let me fact check real quick. Oh no, it's the day after. I was gonna say Nas. Nas is September 14th.
Nah, we would have knew that. We would have knew that already.
I felt like, man, there's a rapper's birthday that's on September 13th.
I just don't it's not about that shit sounded hella vain, yeah. What I just said. That was fucked up. That was fucked up. I be saying shit and I think about it after, like when I'm driving home, like why did I say that shit? That shit was stupid.
Play that shit back September 13th. Let me just double check.
Okay, well, we'll take a break while you...
No, go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
No, you're not.
I'm listening to you. I can listen and fucking do the shit at the same time.
No, you can't.
I can. Go ahead.
No, you can't.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say something about the fact that people swear like Jay Dilla, like Willie B. Ooh, Willie shit. B is a perfect example.
Where are you going with this?
He worships Jay Dilla.
Uh-huh.
Now... Where, like, okay.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. What records that did Dilla produce that I would fuck with?
You or probably
that,
wouldn't.
That I did fuck with.
You probably wouldn't.
So that's
Slum Village. Slum Village, like.
I fuck with Slum Village.
Yeah, so that's probably the era that you would know.
Got you. So his shit was all before my shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, because I was on some Dr. Dre shit.
Yeah. But I think even Dre gave Dilla credit on certain shit too, like just the way, because his shit was the way he chopped samples. So like a lot of people wasn't doing that. He like ushered in the whole neo soul.
I gotta go back and listen to it.
Yeah, you gotta go back and check his shit out. He ushered in like the whole neo soul kind of like sound.
So like what Ye was doing.
Exactly.
So Ye got his shit from Dilla.
I'm not gonna say that, but they were influenced by each other for sure. Or
by each other.
Yeah.
So Dilla was influenced by Ye.
Yes.
How old was fucking Kanye? They not the same age.
Kanye's almost like he has to be almost 40 now. He was
really
Dilla would have been 44.
Oh yeah, Kanye up there.
They're around the same age, but now Dilla came out before him. Just Kanye got more like a more mainstream success before around the same time Dilla had passed.
Well, anyway,
but Dilla. Here's the thing. Dilla allowed Kanye to kind of succeed in what he was doing. And then with that sound, it allowed dealer shit to kind of thrive too. Like
piggyback each other.
Exactly.
Like a ladder.
So it's like an appreciation for each other's like style and craft.
Because I got into an argument. We was doing some shit at the radio station, and the argument was about the top five and the top three in that conversation.
Which I hate. I
flamed you because you got some absolute.
No. But see, I know what my top shit is, just my personal likes. I know it has nothing to do with hip hop. Like, I don't even get into that conversation because at the end of the day, it's all subjective.
Right.
It's all subjective. I'm just clear on what my preference is. I know what my shit is.
Is Ye in your top five?
I appreciate Ye, but no. As far as what, production?
No. Or and is it a rapper?
Rapper? Nah.
Jay-Z?
No.
Damn.
I get him props. I give them props. I've told you this all the time. Now I'm throwing Dot in there. That's just stupid not to do that.
I didn't put Dot in my top five yet.
I have.
He got three albums.
I have. He's got more than that. If you're talking about studio albums.
Like, yeah, you're right.
He's got way more.
The argument wasn't the three albums. It was we were arguing how many albums could you judge them on? Like Pac,
like
Biggie got, two albums. Technically Kendrick, if you do it that way,
right.
Biggie got two albums, Kendrick got three.
Which is why I would give it to Kendrick early, because Biggie only had He had two, but yeah, because it was already completed. Yeah, he had two.
Yeah, it was two albums. Two albums. We're talking major release studio albums. Right. So Biggie had two albums, mm-hmm. Ready to Die and Life After Death.
Right.
Then K-Dot got three studio albums.
Technically four.
Major released albums.
Four.
Section 80 wasn't majorly
released.
No.
You have Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Untitled?
Untitled, yeah. That was technically out there.
Yeah, but I don't count that shit.
Just saying.
All right,
it's a studio release.
You right, but nobody listened to that shit.
You tripping?
You listen to Untitled?
Yes.
What track?
Levitate. My nigga, he has some good songs on there.
I'm not saying that. Nobody includes that in the conversation when you. Those are like.
I hear what you're saying, but it's a failure. But if we're going on technicality, that was an out. It was a studio
so
album.
So then you can include Tupac Greatest Hits.
You could, because he had four new songs on there.
Man, that's bullshit.
But I don't.
No.
I don't.
A Greatest Hits album don't count.
That wasn't a Greatest Hits album. That was all new. That was new.
Those are basically, all right, for sure, you're right.
That was, exactly.
I base it off fucking Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
Go ahead.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
Right.
And Damn.
Okay.
Which are all three solid, good albums. I think Damn probably is better than the other ones. I was a fan of Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, but I think that was more of the time and the celebration of.
I think that was a classic, to be honest.
You think Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is a classic?
Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is a classic. It's five going to 6 years old. I'm going to put it like this. There's nobody's album. It's aside from Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap, which I think that's the most highly anticipated album since Good Kid, M.A.A.D City on the West Coast.
Damn.
Since Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
No.
Since Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. I'm telling you.
Since Damn.
No. You know what? I can understand that argument, but I'm saying because listen,
what?
Listen,
like, what
listen, is- listen, because this is Nipsey. I'm going off of here's a
his
stat.
First album.
First album. It's a debut album. Yeah, Damn, dude. we knew what K-Dot, we knew what Kendrick is capable of. We were waiting for a little longer. Maybe some people didn't like To Pimp a Butterfly and they was waiting to see what he can come back with or whatever. But just like the same way, you can't judge Good Kid, M.A.A.D City and To Pimp a Butterfly the same way. It's two different albums. Like, you got the same people that love Good Kid, M.A.A.D City kind of don't really care about To Pimp a Butterfly, and right. Vice versa.
True.
Two different albums.
Right.
So my thing is that this with Kendrick, that I feel like that's a classic because it was highly anticipated and it performed well and it propelled him to the success that we all knew he was capable of, and he's never came down off that pedestal since.
That's true. But I think Damn, he took the hip hop crown.
You're right. I give you that.
There's nobody.
I'm talking about classics.
Right.
That allowed him to take the crown. There was no Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. He probably wouldn't have been able to take the crown because there's nothing to, you know, You don't do that off your first album. He didn't. People. That's why when he had Good Kid, Mad City, a lot of people couldn't give him the crown because he only got one album. You can't call it a classic because it's only a year, 2 years, three. We 5-6 years in, and he's continued to show his consistency and show that he's getting better. I think that's why Good Kid, Mad City.
So you saying the new albums make Good Kid, Mad City a classic?
I say.
What makes
time,
Good Kid, Mad City?
Time.
Impact.
And I mean,
relevance.
You have to say relevance, of course, but you have to kind of throw in my opinion, this is the way I judge classics too. I mean, that goes with impact. Never mind. I was going to say like sales and shit like that too. That's initial impact though. Cuz he didn't get a Grammy for that.
He didn't win.
He was nominated.
I don't know why I can't call Good Kid, Mad City a classic.
You can listen to that.
In my opinion, you can. It probably is. Just like your top five is fucked up.
Exactly. Fuck you. I shouldn't agree with that so fast.
You agree?
But I gotta be okay with that logic. With my logic of knowing my shit is my top five is my top five. My top five. Some may. I know it's not traditional.
You got corrupt in your top five.
I got corrupt in my top five. No, I don't. I don't have Corrupt in my top five.
Hey, we gonna have Corrupt up here, and Corrupt would put Corrupt in his top five.
Hey, cuz you tripping?
Yeah.
Nah, never mind. I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole because my shit is fucked up. Not gonna lie.
That's funny as hell.
So yeah, man, Good Kid, Mad City. I think you can play it from top. You can play it from the first track to the end, like. It's a story, so that's why I think that.
I personally like Section 80 better than I like Good Kid, Mad City.
I can understand why.
I like Damn better than I like all of them.
So Damn is number one.
Damn would be the best one. Then Section 80.
Okay.
Then Good Kid.
But see, you can't fly. You can't go back. Okay, but you did. You introduced Section 80 into it. You can't.
I introduced Section 80.
You did.
So in my order,
yeah,
it would be Damn.
Okay.
Section 80. Good Kid, Mad City, To Pimp a Butterfly. That's my order.
Okay. One more time. It was
Damn. Section 80.
Okay.
Good Kid, Mad City, To Pimp a Butterfly.
I'm not mad at that.
That's a solid.
That's not a solid. I give you that.
All right.
So, but if you name Section 80, what about
OD?
Already Dedicated.
Nah.
Why not?
Section 80 to me was his best body of work, damn near to date until Damn. To me, that's my own personal opinion. Right. I don't expect nobody to ride with me.
Why?
I think it was, like you said, impact, timing. I like the songs on there. I listen to those songs. You know, you hear me play them. I listen to those songs today. I've never gone back really that much and listened to Pimpin' Butterfly at all, except for the two songs that I like.
Right.
And Good Kid, Mad City, I'd probably never go back and listen to that album.
Really?
Hardly ever.
Wow.
Hardly ever. I listen to The Recipe.
That's crazy.
I listen to That's About It.
That should get burned, for sure.
Now Section 80, I constantly listen to Section 80 on a regular basis.
Some shit, yeah.
And Damn, like, you have to listen. Like, Element is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
So.
Shout out to Dot, man.
Shout out to Kendrick. Shout out to K-Dot.
Was there any Kendrick features on the J-Rock session?
I have no comment on on nothing. TDE.
Singing like a bird earlier, dog.
No, that shit cut out.
You sure?
Yep. Shit. I'm gonna make damn sure. I got passwords to everything,
motherfucker.
We'll burn this whole motherfucker down. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. You think you could do this to me?
I think that's a good way to end the show, huh?
Yeah.
All right, man. Look, I think we need to do a better job of promoting our shit. Look, we are on so many platforms that you guys can check us out on. The iHeartRadio app.
Yes.
You can check us out on iTunes.
Yes.
Google Play.
Yes.
Stitcher. Yes. You didn't know he's on there. We're on Stitcher.
Yeah.
And just search
Spreaker.
Spreaker. You're on there as well. Search Homegrown Radio. Google. Find us. There's a lot of other ones that I didn't even realize existed that they were on.
We're on?
Yeah.
Are we getting hits for that?
I don't know. I ain't even checking, to be honest.
But, hey, man, listen, man. Fuck all that.
Shout out to Dash Radio, too, man.
Dash on the Radio.
Native Rhymes channel. Shout out to my man T. Smith, man. Throwing us up on there on
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube, man. You can check us out on YouTube.
SoundCloud,
exactly. I think that's it.
Spotify is not fucking with us.
Spotify and Tidal, we coming for y'all, man.
Oh, shout out to Tidal. Just because they fucking with Artistic still. I thought that was a one. I thought they was gonna play him.
Hey, that was dope.
I thought they was gonna play him. Yeah. I know we talked about it already last podcast.
We didn't really get into it though. We didn't really talk about it like that.
We didn't?
No, we mentioned it, but we never talked about it. The homie Artistic, shout out to DJ Artistic.
Well, he just recently did a new mix too.
I know. That's okay, what go I'm ahead, saying. Like
real quick.
He put up when the Grammys ended, when the Grammys took place, he put a new Jack Swing list, basically Tidal jacked him, put it up there, didn't give him credit. Twitter went crazy, going hard for him. They gave him the credit, and not only did they give him the credit, they allowed him to become a curator over at Tidal. So he's on his, at this point, he's going to be second going on third week of creating mixes for Tidal. So shouts out to everybody over at Tidal that represents and shows that, you know, we have authentic talent out here and got somebody on our side to, you know, curate some lists.
Representing Los Angeles, absolutely. California, shouts you out bitch. To
Artistic. You know what? You know what's funny? Artistic been doing this shit ever since he changed his hairstyle.
I know.
He been in his pocket ever since he got this new hairstyle. I don't know what it
and
is.
The thing is, me and a homie was hating on him.
On the hair?
Yeah, because his hair is fucking stupid. I ain't going to lie to you. His hair is fucking stupid, okay? And I tell him that, like, look, dog.
Oh, but he been in his pocket, though, man.
But he been rocking that, what the fuck is that? A conk?
The conk?
You know, like a doo-wop?
I don't know what it is.
That motherfucker's stupid. He got the Bart Simpson cut.
That's what it is. It is the Bart Simpson. But
Dilla mix was dope.
He did a Dilla mix. Yeah, but
he's always been doing that shit. And I told him, like, you gotta provide it on every single platform. You gotta do that shit for the Instagram. You gotta do it. Keep going with the playlist shit. Give people what they want on every single platform. So shouts out to Artistic.
Used to come here and mix at Homegrown Radio.
Yeah, I wonder if he still fuck with us. One time, you can check out, look at some old footage, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I think that's our time, y'all. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, at I Am Chuck Dizzle.
At DJ HED.
Of course, at Homegrown Radio, everything social. Check us out. Facebook.com/HomegrownRadioNet. And yeah, we'll get into that a little bit more, man. We'll keep on promoting our socials because I understand that a lot of people may or may not know that we're on different platforms. So we'll do that. And shit, we'll catch y'all next time. It's Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. We out.
West Coast.